discrimination, recognition, and understanding of the difference between one thing and another. It's discernment. It's judgment. It's the ability to discern what is of high quality. It's good judgment or taste. Discrimination is a good word that has been hijacked by the left and turned into an evil word. Discrimination is good. We discriminate when we marry. We want a Christian mate. We want a socially compatible mate. We want a productive mate. We want a loving mate. We discriminate when we purchase. We want good fruit and vegetables, not bad. We want a good used car, not a bad one. We want attractive clothes, not gaudy, mismatched ones. We want a well-built house, not one with faulty workmanship. We discriminate when we go to church. We want a Bible-based church. We want a grace-based church. We want a church with unity. We want a loving church. We discriminate when we vote. We want a candidate compatible with our faith, one who is true to the Constitution, one who's trustworthy, one who loves America. We discriminate when we socialize, when we choose our friends, when we choose our employees. We discriminate when we speak, what we say, to whom we say it, how we say it. We discriminate when we do anything. We discriminate by deciding where to do it, how to do it, with whom we'll do it. We discriminate when we think on the word as opposed to the news, good thoughts as opposed to evil thoughts, planning as opposed to scheming, faith as opposed to doubt. Discrimination is a healthy part of our life. Discriminate with discrimination, though. Look at some scriptures. Deuteronomy 30:19. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life that both thou and thy seed may live. John 34:4. Let us choose to us judgment. Let us know among ourselves what is good. Romans 12:9. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. 2 Corinthians 6:14. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion has light with darkness? Philippians 4:8. Finally, brother, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there's be any virtue and if there's any praise, think on these things. Colossians 3:11. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond, or free, but Christ is all and in all. Revelation 22:17. And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst, come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely.